say thank you by saying Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. The kindness of a devotee, Hari Bol, let us offer our appreciation for Dr. Somaya by loudly chanting
Hari Bol.
Thank you very much. I'll just speak a few words because I don't want you to forget what he said. How is it that simple acts of kindness by a devotee could have profound effects on people's lives? We have all heard many stories of Srila Prabhupada, or just by a smile, a thank you, a giving of a flower, just a recognition of what somebody has done, a concern for someone's child. People do those things all the time. But how is it when Srila Prabhupada would do something like that, it would be oftentimes an unforgettable, life-transforming experience that is remembered 30 years later and continues to give inspiration? The reason is because the acts of kindness of a Vaishnav or a devotee is an expression of the kindness of God, of Krishna. Because a real Vaishnav is striving, praying, sacrificing to be an instrument of Krishna's compassion. The more pure our hearts become, the more Krishna's grace can flow through us in our words, in our actions, in our gestures. And the more Krishna's grace flows through us, the effect deeply touches and affects people's hearts and people's souls. Krishna is Karuna Sindhu. He is an ocean of kindness, unlimited ocean of kindness. Even for someone who has offended him, rejected him, blasphemed him for millions of lives, Krishna will descend to this world just to call that person back to a life of eternal happiness. That is Krishna's kindness. If we can just take one drop from that ocean of Krishna's kindness into our own hearts, what effect we could have on the whole world. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes tell people of India, most of you are in this category. Prabhupada never considered himself special. We consider him the most special person that ever lived, practically, because of what he has done for our lives. But Prabhupada said, I am just one old man from India who shared this great message of Bhagavad Gita. And look at how many people, their lives are transformed. And he would say to the people of India, any one of you, all of you, if you just do the same thing, how much you can do. Prabhupada would tell us, he said, I'm praying for my disciples to do more than what I've done. And sometimes when people would glorify him, he would just give all, he would give all credit either to his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, or to his disciples for their hard work. So Prabhupada was genuinely, deeply humble, because he was tapped into this unlimited reservoir of grace and kindness and love, Radharani and Krishna. And he was the instrument. As long as we have a false pride to that degree, we cannot be an instrument of grace. To the degree we have false pride, all we could give is what we have materially, nothing spiritual. We could give some clever words. We might even be able to give thousands of slokas. We may be able to do some gestures. But when there's real humility, when there's real surrender, and when I speak about surrender, I'm not talking about, you know, giving up after being beaten down by the enemy. Surrender means the most positive gesture of love, that I'm yours. When a person in material consciousness says, I'm nothing, that's a very depressing situation. But when a devotee says, I'm nothing, it means Krishna's everything. And by being nothing, that everything could come through me. It's like a water pipe. If a water pipe is clogged up, whether it's clogged up with dirt or whether it's clogged up with diamonds or rubies, whatever it's clogged up with, no water can flow through. But when the water is completely empty, the water pipe, then the water flows through unrestrictedly. So our ego is what clogs this flow of grace, Krishna's grace, that is within the heart of every living being. And even the simple most acts of kindness of a devotee can transform a person's life, because they're coming in contact with Krishna's love. And what Peter Berwash was speaking about was this principle. Yuko Kishore Prabhu was not asked to do this service. 24 hours a day, helping someone in such a difficult predicament, and he did not get paid even one paisa, not even one penny, nothing. He didn't expect anything, and he didn't want any credit. He was hiding in the back of the room during the talk. He simply wanted to serve. And I can say something about Yuga Kishore Prabhu. This is the way he always is. And he's one of the most successful preachers in the whole Western world. Wherever he goes, he's like Touchstone. Lucky he's not here. He's really like Touchstone. He went to America to work a job in Albany, New York. And, well, to go back, he was working in a company in Singapore. And he was given Krishna consciousness by Gaur Govinda Prabhu. He was one of our brahmacharis for many years, one of our very wonderful devotees. And somehow or other he was transferred to New York and went to Albany. And just by being there, about 25 people became devotees. There's no temple. There's no other devotee there. It was irresistible. It was growing, growing, growing. And he got transferred to another place. And that place, dozens of people became devotees. And then ultimately, you know, he was basing out of New Vrindavan because keeping jobs in America is not so easy. He's the main preacher in Detroit. He's the main preacher, practically one of the main preachers in the Philadelphia area, in the Toronto area. Wherever he goes, people spontaneously, irresistibly take to Krishna consciousness, wholeheartedly, enthusiastically. How does he do it? He speaks very nicely, but there are so many people that speak very nicely. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have a center. He doesn't have a place to invite people. He's just who he is. This principle that Peter Burwash was speaking about today of how Yuga Kishore took the permission of the leaders of the Brahmachari Ashram to do this service, and he stayed with them for a month, asking for nothing. It's that spirit of just wanting to be a selfless servant, of just wanting to be an instrument of kindness beyond ourselves, that empowers us to do miracles. Even today, Yuga Kishore Prabhu lost his visa for America. There are hundreds of people in America whose spiritual lives are still depending on him. Yes, Govinda Prabhu? Come and say your realization. Govinda Prabhu is an international Parivrajakacharya. Please give microphone to Govinda Prabhu. Sometimes devotees may think I exaggerate, but nobody will accept that Govinda Prabhu will exaggerate.
Jugal Kishore Prabhu he took us to some places where he is preaching. It is not only one part of America, whether it is East Coast or West Coast, and literally large number of devotees. Some places where he preaches, it is far away from the temple, and there are more people in his program than in the temple. Like somewhere close to Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, there are, it's about 100 miles from there, large number of devotees, and then in near Detroit also. And he has such an amazing spirit of preaching. Like there is one person, he gives donation not to a temple, but gives because Jugal Kishore is involved. And how much? Like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. He said, you are there, therefore I am giving the money. And because he has an amazing ability to increase people's Krishna consciousness and level of trust. And he does it so nicely without showing that he's a big leader. When some of us, we preach, you know, we have to show people that we are a leader and therefore you have to follow what I say. He does it so nice way. He goes to their kitchen, helps them in cooking also. And when there is a kirtan, he jumps like he does in the Guru Puja. No, there is no difference for him in the... It's not that Guru Puja, we do ecstatic kirtan and we go to somebody's house, we are mellowed down. He does it so innocently. So therefore, because of his amazing quality. And he's in Bombay, but still he does conference calls. That he calls on a phone and 30, 40 people are listening to his talks. Almost every day, morning, evening. That's my experience.
Govinda, it takes one to know one. Govinda Prabhu also has that effect on people's hearts. What greater fulfillment can there be in life than to connect to and be an instrument of Krishna's and Radharani's love and compassion? That is what Srila Prabhupada begged us to understand. That is what could change people's hearts. That is what can change the world. And hearing Peter Barwash's appreciation of that selfless spirit of the devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital was also something very beautiful. Madhavananda Prabhu, Vishwarup Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, these devotees, it's beyond being professional. It's being genuinely compassionate. They are highly professional. But above and beyond the call of professional duty, here's the director of the whole hospital in another hospital chanting japa through his surgery, Peter's surgery. And every time I speak to Peter Barwash since then, he cries when he talks about it. It's something that maybe you're accustomed to because you're part of Radha Gopinath Temple. But it's something that he is stunned and transformed. People care, people love. And based on that connection to Krishna, connection to Krishna's name, where an ocean of forgiveness, tolerance, love, compassion can be tapped into and shared with the world. These are the principles which are the very essence of our philosophy, our tradition, our culture. And these are the principles that we should all be striving to inspire and unite our community. When a community strives for these selfless principles of service, then individually and collectively we become so empowered by that flow of mercy. And that can attract the world. Because ultimately, that is the experience everyone is looking for. And Srila Prabhupada and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how it's possible to be Trinada Bisuni Chena, Taror Ibasi Hishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Or in other words, to genuinely chant the holy names from the heart in the spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And in this environment, who will want to leave the satsang of devotees for anything else? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We shall perform Nam Sankirtan.